This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradurn. This is part 35 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, having been betrayed and stranded in the middle of nowhere by the dragon Predavnik, our party marches themselves back towards Varengard's hold to report what happened.
You become aware of something watching you.
Oh no!
And it's not a greater entity watching you from the sky that you've kind of been feeling for the past couple of weeks as you've realised, oh hey, Kavort's eye is watching us.
The second moon.
Yeah, you get the distinct feeling that something is watching you. You're not sure if it's hostile or curious or what, but something is watching.
Oh boy.
I've got a little prickle on the back of my neck which says that someone's or something is watching us.
Yeah, I'm getting that feeling as well, but...
Did you have any spells? Might be able to figure them out. Oh, I might have something. Could I cast Detect Magic, please? You sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you. If there's, like, someone within 30 feet of us with magical stuff on them, or if they are a magical being themselves, mm-hmm. I should be able to sense them.
Okay. I will allow you to expend higher level spell slots to extend the range of this.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a second level spell slot I can use for that.
For each spell slot above... First, you multiply the distance by 4. Basically, it is only for these travel sequences that this will be applied.
Okay, well, I've got 3 level 2 slots, because mm-hmm. I'm a level 7 paladin.
Yep.
So I'll do that for
120 feet
for the next 10 minutes.
Okay. Give me a perception check using your charisma, please.
Ooh.
Because this is tied to your magical ability.
Yeah.
Is this one of your D4 dice?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, even better.
Natural 20, baby.
Yeah, no, there is definitely something following you. About 120 feet out.
Flying on the ground?
On the ground, cloaked in illusion magic.
Hmm.
And you're well-versed enough in common magics to go, that's probably invisibility.
Probably invisibility.
Yeah, that is such a common spell that it's just like, oh, illusion magic over there. I can't see him, so presumably invisible.
How good is Eldritch Blast?
120 feet.
120 feet?
Yeah.
Do you think that if I helped Amadeus aim, he might be able to...
It would negate the disadvantage of it? Sure.
He could maybe ping the guy? Yeah.
Might have something for this.
Oh.
With exactly the same range. Dispel magic.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do.
I've got 2 spells. I might as well. If that fails, then I can just spam some Eldritch Blast at them.
I think that's a good idea. And then I think as soon as you cast a spell magic, I'm going to start dashing towards the figure.
Yeah, cast a spell magic at 4th level. I'm not sure what...
It will just automatically dispel it because invisibility is a 2nd level spell.
Yeah, so ping, dispel magic.
You watch as this 7-foot tall-ish, long-limbed humanoid figure suddenly just... It looks more like a chameleon changing colours rather than just a spell disappearing as just the anti-magic washes over him in a wave as the fur... of this humanoid lupine creature shifts from, well, looking exactly like its surroundings to this greyish rusty red.
I'm already dashing at it. If I'm dashing, it should take me 12 seconds to get up to it.
Yeah, as you're running towards it, it realizes that, oh, it's been spotted and just puts its hands up in a I'm not harmful gesture.
As I sprint towards it, I'm yelling, speak! Who are you? What are you doing here? Why are you following us?
Hi.
Okay, that's the correct response to being threatened with a sword. Armadeus, you'd better start running over here. I need you to tell me what you're doing and why you're following us right now. I'm not in the mood. Oh.
Krishna Funda?
Oh, Armadeus, you'd better get over here.
All right. Oh, rightly, Jock.
I'm no good at languages. Just going to keep holding this werewolf at...
I will... First, I'll say in common, do you understand me? Then Celestial, then I'll try Infernal.
At Infernal, it's just like...
Ha-ha! Hello, my name is Amadeus. The hell are you following us for? Look, if you don't start talking, and I'll point at Tanwyn, she's not having a good week. Don't give her a reason to use the pointy end. Please.
Mortimer sent me...
How is Mortimer?
Concerned.
Yeah, fair enough.
There is a procession of dragons flying over the city.
And he sent... You to us specifically?
Yes.
How's your teleportation magic?
Non-existent.
So he literally sent you?
Yes.
Do you have a way of getting in contact with Mortimer?
Yes. Do I have to?
Do you have a way that I could speak to Mortimer without you having to talk to him?
That's what I was referring to.
Yes. We really need to get back to our base. One moment. I'll explain this to my friend. I'll switch back to common. Mortimer sent him. From the museum.
Oh, right.
Mortimer was rather concerned by the dragon procession.
So he's going to give me those demon blades so I can stop.
Probably not. But give me a sec. I'm trying to see if I can get him to talk to Mortimer so that we can get back home quicker.
Aye, that's a good idea. Back to Vanguard Hold.
And then, so I'll switch back to Infernal. If you could get me in contact with Mortimer... We need to get somewhere in a hurry, and if he has teleportation magic, that might be helpful. I'm sorry, but as you can understand, we are also concerned with the dragon stuff. And I'm sorry if it's a bit of an annoyance.
You'll see. As his eyes briefly shift, his eyes were red, and they shift through seven different hues of color, as you then watch his jaws distend... his head turned like fully upright.
Ew.
And then just keep getting the mouth getting wider and wider as a pair of arms reach out of his throat and grab hold of the ends of the jaw and pull out the top half of Mortimer in his demon form.
Okay, that's the second most disturbing thing I've seen today.
So... Was there any context to that I missed, or did that just happen?
I got him to get in contact with Mortimer. This is how.
Why, hello, dears.
Hello, Mortimer. So?
How's it going? There's been some problems with the dragons.
Oh, you don't say.
We don't say.
Long story short.
Don't tell him that.
Okay.
I need to be so clear.
Okay.
Do not tell him that.
Okay. Long story short, yeah, there's problems. We're going to try and deal with it, but we need back to Vanguard. We have information. That's pertinent to the whole dragon thing. Could you get us to Vanguard's Hold quickish?
Please.
Please.
No, that's kind of why I was reaching out to try and finding you two. I could have sworn there was three of you.
Oh, there's three of us.
Oh, he's turning into a butterfly at the moment.
Humans can do that.
Not traditionally.
No, maybe with enough magic.
His five eyes just blink in sequence. You take that as a look of surprise.
Really? Yes,
Tanwyn points at the cocoon on top of... the elephant. She goes, there he is. He's in there. He's all right. Sorry, you said you were trying to contact us because of...
The dragons.
Yes, seemingly the hold is on lockdown.
Okay, so what
can
does that
you
mean?
Get us near the hold?
No, the mountain's crowded magically.
Okay.
My guess is that Artifora is shielding it from whatever is summoning all the dragons from across the world. Maybe not across the world, but... It seems like it.
Suffice to say, the three of us are aware of some of the problems involved.
We need to find allies and we need supplies. Yeah. We can't...
We're trying to get back to the hold because they don't have the information and we need to get the information to them. Anyway...
So Mortimer, I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit confused as to why you sought us out. Is that just because...
Because I know you three.
Okay.
And also... You're the only Dernia I know that I've been able to reach.
Oh, okay, I see. So you're just curious about what was going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know about as much as you do.
Yeah.
So
anyway, by the sense of that, you can't talk to anybody at the hold either. Okay, that's if they're on lockdown, that makes sense. It just makes our job slightly hard.
Do you think you could maybe this is a big ask, and I know, and I'm asking a lot, and I'm sorry, Mortimer, and if you do this, I promise I'll never bug you about the demon blades anymore. So it's a pretty good trade. Do you have any magic to make us faster or something? We're on a bit of a time schedule. Otherwise, you're welcome to come along with us, but I don't...
I'm going to be summoning this boy back to me very soon. Also, apologies, Gregor. I know this is mightily uncomfortable. I would, but I know how your people get about stigmatis.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
This was... How bad is it?
Yes.
I'm going to need more details.
You know how dangerous dragons are?
Without going into details...
Don't tell him about that.
It's world-threatening.
It's classified? And world-threatening.
Yeah.
Kvart's coming in, isn't he?
This isn't about Kvart.
Are you sure the giant glowing eye in the sky has nothing to do with it?
It's
indirectly related to him.
This one isn't Kvart. Well, it might be his influence.
As I say, indirectly, yes.
You know, it might be his influence. You're probably right there, actually. Thank you. But
indirectly related to Kvart.
It's classified, but and yes, it's very serious.
Without getting into details, it's indirectly related.
Right. Well, as classified as this is, I'm going to have to inform the Dweller community about this because many of them are running from that.
We haven't told you. I think it was you who told me that most of the Dwellers were coming here because there was no prophecies about Kvart, right?
That does indeed sound correct.
So it turns out that there was an ancient civilization that has since gone extinct.
Of trolls, no less.
That did, in fact, have a prophecy about Kvart. So that is probably something that you can tell the refugees.
Mortimer, who strikes you as a very well-put-together demon who has a very distinct way of expressing himself, starts cursing colourfully for about 30 seconds.
I do apologize. We were hoping to take care of that, you know, in-house, as the saying goes.
But it seems pertinent to share.
Needs must.
Right.
So... It might be good to start telling people what's up with the second
I don't know if the Dwell community has a Getfo protocol, but they might need to start initiating the Getfo protocols.
You guys might need to start doing that as well.
Well, that's why we need to get back to the...
We were hoping to take care of it all kind of in health, you know what I mean?
You're planning on fighting.
Well, the Junior have a purpose, and the citizens have... escape plans.
Look, so if we're called upon to defend Paradern, we will defend Paradern. But I'm hoping to, you know... Anyway, if you are unable to help because of reasons, perfectly understandable. But by the sounds of it, you might need to go and start informing certain communities about certain situations. So we won't hold you and we'll let your friend here return to normal. Suffice to say, if you can't help us, we need to keep moving. Not trying to be impolite. For the first time in my life. And
it's really interesting that he's keen to get back on the road because I was making him do a fast march. And he's been complaining all
day. I want to get that over and done with. Anyway, we'll let you go because we really need to get moving.
It's good to see you again, Mortimer.
Nice to see you again, though, however. But, thanks, bye.
Right, well, damn. And he...
I hear hell's nice this time of year.
No, it isn't.
I was making a joke.
And with that, he could just... back down Gregor's throat. Gregor returns back to normal.
I'm sorry about that, Gregor.
Like, full hairy-eyed. You can only imagine how uncomfortable and or painful that was.
I'm deeply sorry, Gregor.
It's fine.
That doesn't make me any less sorry.
Tan points at Gregor and goes, walk with us or don't, but we're leaving. And she's going to physically turn Amadeus around and push him back into marching. Off we go.
As you guys turn away, there is a red light that appears as a magic circle appears underneath Gregor. A giant hand reaches up through the circle and just pulls Gregor through it.
Yoink!
Yep, mine. Which is fair. So yeah, we're going to keep double timing it towards the hold. Because we've picked up some more information.
Yes, and the rest of the day is uneventful-ish. At this point, I am going to need another survival check. Find shelter. DC 15.
I will assist, so you get advantage if you need it.
I'm not.
No?
No,
no.
Only one check.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a 9. So.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I think
you will have your tents, so that will lower the DC.
Yeah.
Against exposure.
Yeah.
And you're only doing half rations?
Half rations.
Okay. And I will need one more survival check for fire.
Okay.
Is that one we can help on, or...?
No. Again, DC 15.
Let me try that again.
If we're in a bigger group, I would allow it, but since it's just essentially just the two of you.
No, fair enough.
Two bad rolls. Two bad rolls tonight.
Cool.
Nothing. Can't see nothing. It's just the endless plains.
Cool. You will be without fire.
Yeah.
And relying purely on your thin tents for shelter.
Yeah.
You will be needing to make constitution saving throws against exhaustion this night.
Yeah.
Both of us?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay. We're all in the same tent tonight. I know you like sitting in your own tent and, you know, not listening to me snore, and I do apologize, but it's it's too cold to not do it.
No, fair enough. And we've got Magnus in the... I know he's protected, but...
Magnus is also in the tent.
Yes.
It's very crowded in this tent tonight.
So, you've got half rations.
Yeah.
Yep.
Effectively half shelter.
Yeah.
And no fire.
Yeah.
That puts the DC at 10.
Okay.
And that's...
a constitution saving throw.
Constitution.
Don't forget that saving throws get plus three from me.
All right, here we go. Here goes nothing.
Woo! 19.
12.
You're both fine.
Woo!
If the same conditions are met tomorrow, it will be DC 15.
Oh! Okay.
All right, so...
Better hope I roll better.
Get up tomorrow, half rations, double timing.
Oh, I feel awful. How long do you think we've got to go until we reach the forest? I've had enough of camping in the huts under the sky.
How long have we got left?
Two more days until we reach the forest. Mm-hmm. Oof. Man, the dragons really did help us get around.
And the Grunge.
Yes. There's a reason why they were used.
Yep, so...
How big are the Grungir?
The Grungir are at their hips, because they are kind of these bipedal dragonoids. They're about 5'8" to 6'0".
Okay. So the reason I was asking is because if I dispel the Alcafin and instead summon like a Grungir, would it be able to provide warmth in the tent? Or because it's spiritual, it doesn't give off warmth? Yeah, I already know the answer to it. I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah,
you don't even need to answer. Okay, don't worry, we're going to keep the Alcafin.
Arguably, the Alcafin would be warmer as it is a cow-sized woolly mammoth.
Yeah, that's true, but it won't fit in the tent.
Nor would the Grungir.
I was asking if the Grungir would fit in the tent.
You never asked that.
I did.
The answer to that is...
Wind back the tapes.
The answer to that is no, they definitely would not fit in the tent. The next day, I'm going to get two more D20 rolls for the day's events as...
Since I did them yesterday, Ken?
Sure.
The landscape here is starting to become more rough and hilly.
Okay.
As you guys get closer to the mountains.
So I roll one at a time? Or
one at a time, please.
The first one is a 14.
14. I will just say this from now. You guys will continue to see dragons trickling in. And also, at this point, they are coming from more than just east to west.
Mm-hmm.
You are now seeing some... coming from the south as well.
We scramble as one swoops above us, heading directly, well, not directly, but heading northwest.
Yes, 14.
14.
Around 11 o'clock, you've noticed scavenger birds circling a point about 100 meters or so ahead of you.
Huh. Not off our track, though?
No, it is, kind of, but it's like 3 or 4 degrees off to the left.
Could I roll like a nature check to see if I can identify...
Go for it.
...the birds? That's a minus one, but I'm feeling lucky. 11.
These are known as the hooked beak carrion birds. Think of them like vultures.
Do we want to go have a poke?
Well, it's on our way. They're carrion birds. They're not going to attack us. But whatever's there is already dead.
Yeah.
But it might be a little bit interesting, or it might just be a deer or something. Yeah, we will keep going towards the whatever they're circling around.
Mm-hmm. Not only... do you find these carrion birds, but you also find several small wild dogs as well, picking at a dragon carcass. It's been fairly heavily picked at this point.
How long's it been here?
Good question. I would say it's about half eaten at this point.
What? This can't have happened in the past 3 days, could it?
I will also note it does have ridges and horns and spikes on it.
Right.
So
what colour dragon is this?
This is, based off of its coloration, this would be known as a storm dragon. It is black and grey and blue mottles.
Have we ever seen storm dragons before?
Are not native to Paradon. They're known about because they tend to hang out in things like the Greshen Storms.
Right.
And
Sometimes they come and say hi to Artifora.
Yeah, they tend to travel with storms.
Right.
Hence their name.
How long ago was that big storm?
A month or so ago at this point.
I don't think this would be like this after a month.
No, it's way too fresh. It's still bloody.
Based on how the corpse was lying, what direction was he? Was he heading in the same direction as the other?
Yes, he was. If you were to basically go, his head is that way, he must have been coming from the direction away from his head. He was coming from southeast-ish.
Okay.
I say it. It was coming from, you don't know what, you know, not experts in dragon anatomy.
No, no.
But yeah, there is a half-eaten dragon carcass there.
That's concerning in the extreme.
It is also an opportunity to get food.
Tedwin, I know that you are a big fan of dragons for obvious reasons.
Hey, well, you know, Artifora kind of in particular.
We need food. They're dead. I know it's disconcerting, but they are, unfortunately, a source of nutrients and food.
Well, the thing is, I've never butchered a dragon before.
Have you butchered a cow before or other similar animals?
Cow? No, because cows don't exist.
Well,
Not like an elephant or anything. Yeah, I'm not a butcher, but I've done my fair share of hunting rabbits, pheasants.
Well,
I did a boar once, but this is nothing. I don't even really do fish. I don't really like the
we're
scales.
Look, we're not trying to. It doesn't need to be pretty. We just. I'd eat like a bird, but you eat like a normal person.
I will also say this, now that you guys are closer, you guys get a good look at its size. It's about 20 meters long from tip to tail.
So adult? Or
either around Predavnik's age, if not older.
Mm. Young adult. Well, I do my best. I'm not spending more than an hour here.
No, look.
And
we just was what, still a day and a bit away from the druids.
If we need it, we'll have it. You're right.
So
okay.
we need at least enough food to get to the druids, because I'm sure if we need to travel after the druids that we can get them to give us some food.
I don't even know if we'll be able to find them. The forest is big and druids are sneaky. But you're right.
We are about as subtle as a brick to the face, so...
You know, you don't have to keep convincing me, Armadeus. I agree with you.
So,
I'm already doing it.
No, I'm more...
No.
The druids will find us when we get there.
What I'm saying is I don't know if they'd want to find us. What Tanwyn is going to do is she's going to go to the head of the dragon,
mm-hmm.
and she is going to do a prayer, a blessing,
mm-hmm.
you know, asking permission, saying thank you. And then she hasn't done a lot of butchering, but she's going to kind of try to remember what the good parts are on the things that she has butchered, and she's going to go for, like, maybe the flanks or something.
Give me either survival or nature.
Okay. I will give you a survival.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. In terms of what has been eaten, it's most of the soft parts. So, like, the eyes around the mouth.
Yeah.
Guts have been pulled out through the anus.
I imagine that dragon scales are pretty hard to get through.
Yeah.
So a sword might be... The carrion bird's probably not getting through there, but a sword probably will. So she's going for the loins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 20.
Oh, yeah. You full-on managed... Because, as I said, they'd gotten in through orifices and stuff like that, and done a pretty decent job of getting the insides. And you managed to find one of the legs that had a lot of the meat and tendons around its joint, the socket joint, eaten as well, just by extension of it being nearby, and pull it off. You now have a whole dragon leg. It's as big as you are.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to cut this up, and I think I'll try to do some kind of... Can you see if there's any water sources around here or anything? If there's not, we'll just have to rely on, you know... Well, I guess, you know, no, we're magical. I can get you to cast Prestidigitation, and then I can cast Purify Food and Drink, and it'll be fine.
Don't even need the prestidigitation, then.
Oh, the prestidigitation is more for just getting blood off of everything.
Oh, right, yes.
It's messy work.
Fair enough.
So I'll cut the...
the 20, you can butcher it down well enough.
Yeah.
You are now left with a decent amount of dragon scales, dragon claws, a femur and the tibia and fibia, and about 10 kilos of dragon meat.
Oh, how many days worth of food would you think that would be?
Multiple.
Heaps. Enough?
If it keeps.
Enough. I think I'm going to try and do some kind of rudimentary drying. Set up a... Okay. I'm going to tell you something gross.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there was a method of preserving meat in the Mongol Empire,
mm-hmm.
which was putting your slices of meat in between you and the horse,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of letting it get nice and warm and sweaty and preserved and kind of boiled. Because that
sweat.
Yeah. So I'm going to put the meat in between Magnus and the elephant.
Okay. Fair enough.
And if that doesn't work, purified food and drink can always help us.
Just give me a straight D20 roll for that action. You're not going to unsuccessfully do it. It's just...
Well, it's a 10.
Well, we'll find out how things go and go to eat it later.
50-50.
Worst comes to the worst, I've got prestidigitation and at least allows me to flavour it.
So it doesn't
it won't
taste like...
terrible, it just... It might not taste.
It won't taste good like boiled either. Magnus.
Yeah. So that was our first roll for today, though.
Yes. Can I have that second D20 roll?
Oh, right. Of course. 16 again.
Yeah.
No, is 16 nothing? Is 16 the nothing roll? That's so funny. You've made something for everything. A 16 is like nothing happens. Well, three times.
Yeah. 16 was the you spot the dragons flying overhead roll.
Oh. Well, there they go.
Yeah, you keep seeing dragons.
Yeah, so...
Honestly, a really uneventful day, other than, hey, you guys have food now.
Sustenance, man. It's great.
Love food. Love so, having food.
Cooking, it's going to be fun if we don't have a fire.
Yes, yes. Could I also get you to have your Elkifant make me a constitution saving throw? It has a +3 to this.
It's a spiritual magic being.
It is still, at this point in time, flesh and blood.
7.
Cool. Let's nothing get... to worry about right okay. now. At least not that you're aware of.
Okay.
All right. So we, when it gets late enough, we'll make camp and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
So you said that it's getting rockier around here now. Is it kind of easier to find maybe outcroppings and stuff that could protect us from the blistering cold?
Perhaps, but it will also be harder to find comfortable places to rest.
Right. Lots of rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd better start rolling.
Yep. So I'm going to need survival checks.
Okay. How many?
So it will be DC 15 for shelter.
Shelter and then firewood.
It will be DC 20 for fire.
Yikes. Mm-mm. Bad. 9. And the second one for fire? 15. Unfortunate.
Yeah, it turns out it's hard to find fire material amongst rocky grass.
Mm.
It is still mostly grassy areas, but it is definitely a lot more rocks. Which is interesting that there are so much rocks when the next stop is...
A forest. Yeah.
There's some weird geography going on in this place.
So, exhaustion.
I'm so tired. I'm
sorry. Do you guys go to eat the elephant? I mean, not the elephant, the dragon meat tonight.
Yes, because I think I would prefer to keep the rations for longer because they keep,
mm-hmm.
but not before casting Purify Food and Drink. So, Purify Food and Drink. All non-magical food and drink within a 5-foot radius sphere centered on a point of your choice within range. So, just all the meat that's piled up.
Yeah.
Is purified and rendered free of poison and disease.
Mm-hmm.
Cast.
Cool. I'll also extend the effects slightly.
Okay.
As you watch several finger-sized white worms crawl out of the dragon flesh, as the parasites this dragon was carrying are ejected out by the purification spell.
Ew! I'm really glad I did that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if prestidigitation covers that.
No. Well, okay, so I know about an eaten technique that they do in the big cities, and I've never really seen the point of it myself, but... Have you ever heard of carpaccio? You have raw meat, and then you slice it real thin, and then you eat it, and apparently it's better. And I think I'll try that tonight, and maybe it'll be more palatable.
Can I get a quick check on torches from people?
Torches? I don't have any torches.
Right, yours were all in the bag.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well then I will...
No, Scholar's Kit does not come with torches.
No, okay, because if so, I was going to get somebody to make a wisdom check to have an idea or just build a fire with the torches.
Closest I've got are 4 bottles of oil.
Nothing to light them with, though.
Mm. He has prestidigitation. He can light...
You can light fires?
Yeah.
I don't have any equipment. I don't know why I keep looking at my equipment.
Light and snuff out campfires, but you need materials.
We don't have any materials for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can light or snuff candles, torches, and or a small campfire.
Well, okay, do you have any candles? Because if we slice these thin enough and then you light one of those, we could maybe pass them to... It's too much work. I'm just going to eat it. And she eats raw dragon meat.
Sure.
She kind of says, oh, I'm tarry and I'm...
I prestidigitate it so it doesn't taste like crud.
How does it taste? Just kind of off the bat. Carpaccioed.
Off the bat, it...
I'm imagining it kind of crocodile.
Honestly, yeah. It tastes like a carnivorous reptile.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's leg meat, which is a oft-used muscle.
So the first couple's like, I'm going to change this. And do you want to change the channel?
I do like an elkophant sometimes.
I will...
It now tastes like roast elkophant.
Oh, it's delicious, actually.
It's still tough and stringy.
Oh. Yeah. Tastes good, though.
It tastes like cooked elkophant and yolk of potatoes.
Oh, swamp potatoes. I really got a taste for those when we were in Ishigar.
Well, hopefully we can continue to have a taste for them when we get back.
And hopefully Magnus will too. Before we go to bed, could I have a look over him to see if there's been any kind of cocoon changes?
No, there hasn't been.
No, no changing in temperature? It's not humming? There's no new bulges signifying wings?
No. Though I will state, when you did do the detect magic the day before, it did proc as magical. No particular school, just magical.
Magical, yeah. Undergoing some sort of magical transformation, like a magical girl.
Sure.
He's going to pop out in a frilly skirt.
I'm going to need DC 15 constitution saving throws.
Boy. Do we get your plus 3 there,
yes,
Tim?
Yes, you do. I got a 22.
I'm exhausted with a 13.
Yep.
Oof. Yeah.
Amadeus, yeah, no, you have been pushed for 2 days of just intense marching, just trying to make up ground, and improper food and improper shelter.
And improper hiking equipment.
Yeah, it is starting to wear on you.
Yeah, because these shoes are not made for walking.
No.
And that's what they do.
Aww.
Yes. I will also note, since you have disadvantage on all skill checks, you are unable to provide the help action.
Oof.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That makes sense.
Oh. So, we keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Is it today or tomorrow that we make it to the forest?
You guys will make it there today.
Okay.
More dragon meat. Thinly sliced,
mm-hmm.
flavoured to taste like anything other than what it is.
Yeah.
And I think if Amadeus starts to lag, I think I would put him on the elkophant for a while as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, which he will.
Yeah.
Couple hours and Amadeus is really not feeling it.
Yeah. Now, with the fact that he is burdened by two people and all your equipment, can I get a strength saving throw at disadvantage? You'll be adding plus 5 to this.
Roll good, not bad. Well, I rolled an 18, which was really good,
mm-hmm.
but it's at disadvantage, so that's a 7.
Cool. At around 2 in the afternoon, your steed collapses.
Batic. I'm sorry. All right, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. You got to get off him, though.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll pull Magnus off. I'll pull all of the equipment off of the mm-hmm. steed, and I will dismiss him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll bring something else out, but it's going to take about 10 minutes, so...
I'd say we have time. Let's take your time.
Of course.
I'd much rather get there in one piece than not, so...
I don't think it's going to be able to carry you again. Are you feeling okay to walk?
I have to be.
Okay.
It's not like we've got a bunch of a choice.
Because I don't really want to carry Magnus.
I might be able to help while you're...
I don't know if you're going to be able to help there.
I can at least make the... Oh, no, that's only 1 hour done, because I was just Unseen Servant, but that's like 1 hour.
No, don't worry about it.
I mean, you can just essentially chain cast.
Ritual cast.
It takes 10 minutes to cast, and it lasts for an hour, and then the 10 minutes before it's about to dissipate, just...
Yeah, I can at least use Unseen Servant to carry some of the equipment.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to create a steed. Oh, sorry, I'm reading through Find Steed. Casting the spell again. I think this is the 2024 version, actually. Casting the spell again summons the same steed restored to its hit point maximum.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to summon something different, if you will allow me, if I can summon the Alcophant again, restore to hit point maximum.
You can most certainly try. If it's not the exact wording of the 2014 version, it's close enough. That...
Yeah. When the steed drops to 0 hit points, it disappears, leaving behind no physical form. You can also dismiss your steed at any time as an action, causing it to disappear. In either case, casting the spell again summons the same steed restored to its hit point maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will do that. It takes 10 minutes to cast,
mm-hmm.
and I'll try and summon Batic again.
Cool.
My Elkifant. He's my good friend.
When you summon Batek again, he is looking sickly.
Oh, no. What's wrong with him? Do you know anything about the celestial... Wait, is he from the celestial plane? I don't actually know.
Yes.
Do you know anything about the celestial plane? Do you know why something that summoned directly as a spirit from the celestial plane would look like this?
I'm going to guess magical shenanigans.
Okay, so nothing in your book then.
Let me have a look. I'm going to touch the horse and cast Identify.
Elkifant.
Elkifant. I mean, it says object, but...
Sure. Give me an arcana check as you try to use an unorthodox application of the Identify spell.
18.
This celestial creature has parasites.
I think Dragon Corpse might have given your friend here parasites.
What?
It's got parasites.
It's got parasites.
It's got parasites.
You wrote
18 on
18 on the Arcana check, so I'll give you a bit more. Creatures that parasitize dragons are inherently magical by nature. They have to be able to parasitize them. So it's fair to say that if it can parasitize a creature that is as intensely magical as a dragon...
I could do the same to it. Yeah, you know how the dragon meat had parasites in it?
Oh, and then I put it on his back to try and dry it out a little bit.
To infect a magical creature like a dragon, any kind of parasite would have to be inherently magical itself.
Oh, but he didn't have any kind of wounds or anything on it. Oh, no. I'm going to try.
Parasites, man, they are a pain in everybody's butt.
I'm going to try and cast Lay on Hands, expending 5 XP to cure a disease.
Ah, yeah, 5.
Standard. Could I maybe try and pump a little bit more in to maybe, you know, overcome the magicness of the parasites? Do you think I'll need to do that?
Ooh. No, you'll just need to use the 5 as parasites count as a disease.
What?
So yeah, you do lay on hands, and
I'll put my hands on either side of his face. I'll say, "I'm sorry, Batek. I'm going to help you out."
Yeah, and you watch as these things must have multiplied incredibly quickly. It's about 100 of these finger-sized white worm-like creatures just are forcibly ejected out of Batek's body.
I'm just going to start eldritch blasting them as they're being pumped out. It's like, die, die, die.
Fair enough. I'm not going to make you roll for anything, but yeah, you managed to.
Yeah, basically to
get them.
Basically to make sure he doesn't get reinfected.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Yeah. He's also looking a heck of a lot better than he was 5 minutes ago.
So, sorry, my dude, we did not mean to do whatever the heck that was.
Batek uses its trunk and kind of pats Tanwyn on the head.
Oy. Glad you're feeling better there. All right, are you ready to keep going there?
No, but it's not like we have a choice.
Okay, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to my Elkifant.
Batek nods and, using his trunk, puts everything back onto its back.
Oh, you're so helpful!
Scoops up Amadeus.
Thank you.
Because in all actuality, could easily carry all three of you, because strength-wise could carry all three of you. Size-wise, does not have the room.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But with both the Magnus Cocoon, Amadeus, and your stuff, easy enough. Yeah, he collapsed earlier because parasites.
Parasites.
Yeah, unfortunately, he rolled low on the save against parasites.
Damn.
We could have kept a couple of them. Maybe they would have been useful against the... Let's not think about it.
No.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Gotta try and get to the trees by nightfall. All right. And I'll set off again. Heading straight for the tree line.
Yeah. A few hours later, you guys arrive in Helector's Grove. It looks like a stereotypical fey or elven forest. This insanely beautiful grove of trees with all sorts of just like various different colorful plant life around the ground level.
I'm imagining a birch forest with bluebells, but the bluebells are rainbow colored.
Sure.
And every so often there's like a big tree.
Yeah.
Lots of birch, big tree every so often. Multicolored bluebells.
But as both of you are powerful casters with connections to divine sources.
Yeah.
Powerful-ish casters.
We're getting there.
We're slowly creeping up. I can cast fourth level spells.
Which in the grand scheme of things is a powerful caster.
Yeah.
And then there's Tanwyn with second,
which is
the average caster.
I'm a powerful hitter.
Yeah. Jokes aside, yeah, this place is intensely divine.
Oof.
Like, you guys have been in the presence of both of your gods, which was, it was an intense experience. You can feel this place radiating power, but it is not like the intense...
It doesn't have the intensity of Artifora or... Or the curator.
The curator exudes no such presence because he is by his
nature. Oh, the Empress, yeah.
Yeah, the curator by his nature is not meant to be noticed.
No, Artifora and the Empress, right.
Yes.
Brain fart.
Yes, this place is peaceful, wonderfully peaceful. And as you enter, I'm going to need the both of you to make me wisdom saves.
All right. That's a thing.
too safe. Okay. Oh, natural 20, baby.
For a total of?
23.
Is that including 10 wins plus 3 of the shenanigans?
Yes.
18.
Something about this place just wants you to just stop and enjoy these scenery, to get lost in the environs and just exist in a state of, essentially become blissed out. The stress and purpose that you two are feeling push you forward as you head into Helecta's Grove.
I like to think that for Tanwyn, it's a godlike space, but it's not her god.
Mm.
So she is not affected in it because she has the power of Artephora behind her.
Mm.
Whereas Amadeus just has the power of, I am so very stressed right now.
Yeah.
The power of stress compels me.
The problem with walking in forest, and I believe this one is, you've described it as kind of fairly dense, is that it's really, really easy to lose your direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to roll survival to make sure that we can keep the same bearing, using whatever I can. I don't believe there's a huge amount of sunlight underneath the trees, but if there's the sun and stuff.
Basically, it is dark in the forest, but not, oh, it's a spooky dark forest. It's just, this is just a naturally super shaded area because tree cover is dense.
Do I need to cast light on something so that Tanlin can see?
No. For all intents and purposes, this would be dim light.
Okay. Mm.
But you guys can, it will give disadvantage on perception checks, except for our friend with dark vision.
That's fine.
Hello.
But it won't impact survival checks.
Okay, cool. Let's
However,
see.
The nature of the forest itself will put disadvantage on.
Oh.
It is a magical forest that does magical forest things.
Well, I was hoping it was going to give me advantage for being a magical forest and doing magical forest things.
No.
Oh, that is a shame. I rolled an 18.
Mm-hmm.
And a 5. So that is an 8 all up for survival.
Very nice.
Great. Great.
Yes.
I love our luck. That is to say, Lisa's habit of rolling incredibly poorly.
I rolled one of them really good.
Yes, no, one of them was really good.
I know. I'm just giving Liz grief at this point.
As you both start heading into the forest, Amadeus was on the back of...
Yes. Yeah, I was on the back because I was beginning to lag.
Yes, you will have to get off of Elkafint, as there's a lot of low branches. You're also liable to just... Basically, it is too narrow for you to be on.
Beast of burden. Okay.
You know, you don't need to. If you lay across him, like the cocoon, then if you just lay there like that, then I think you'll be all right. It might hurt your tummy a little bit.
Yeah, but there's also tree trunks, and I'm not sure about that bush over there, but I'm reasonably sure getting prickled by whatever is on that bush over there is not going to do me any favors. So it's probably easier to just walk.
It's full on that bush that has those hypodermic needles on its leaves.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I suppose...
And
I suppose that we'll find it a little bit easier to scavenge for food and things in here, so we don't need to...
And firewood.
I don't know if I would burn a druid's...
No, you actually make a...
I don't know if I would burn a druid's
forest. No, let's not do that.
I've heard lots of stories about these druids, and they do not take kindly to fires.
Yes, only you can prevent forest fires.
You say that.
I think the druids can do that as well, to be fair to
you. Hopefully we don't get attacked, because one of my favorite responses is burning things. And I don't think the druids will take kindly to me burning anything.
Yeah, as soon as you enter into, like, walk past the tree line, the shadow of the canopy, that's the word I was looking for earlier. The canopy just overtakes the light of the sun, and it is dark in here. Not so dark that you can't see, but it is definitely harder to see the finer details. As you guys are moving, you can't see the mountain through the canopy, and with the fact that you also can't see the roots of the trees super duper well, and you guys keep stumbling over them. Eventually you realize that you have no idea where you are. You have no reference for where you are amongst the trees.
Have you seen these trees before?
In books, yeah. Not actually in real life.
Oh.
You know, we got a couple of tristesses on the grove come through the library every now and again when, on the few occasions that the druids here actually let, you know, a researcher or two, you know, come in and have a look. And, I mean, we get the occasional guide to not eating rando berries from the druids themselves because, you know, they don't like people eating random berries and, you know, poisoning themselves. Or I think there was one story of a berry turning somebody into a squirrel once, but that might have been hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Okay, so the fact that they all look the same and I don't really know which direction I'm going is fine? It's fine.
It's about normal. The fact that this place is magical as get the heck out is probably also not helping.
Oh, should we start calling for people? I'm a little bit worried that I won't even be able to find us back out again.
Yeah, I mean, well, I took the basic survival course when I first joined the Durnia, and I conveniently managed to avoid doing any of the refresher courses.
I
was kind of dependent on you and Magnus for those.
You know, I've never been that good in the woods. I'm more of a not-the-woods person.
Yeah, neither am I. I mean, you know, I avoided leaving my home or the library, like the plague, up until I joined the Durnia. So
I wish Magnus was here.
Yeah, like I say, I was kind of hoping that you or Magnus would be able to figure out where the heck we're going. As for finding the druids, we're making enough noise. We are not quiet people.
I was about to ask, are you guys making any attempts to move quietly and carefully?
No.
Have you met us? We are about as quiet as a slap to the face and about as subtle.
Right.
So we are probably setting off all kinds of radars for the druids at this point?
Yeah. Speaking of, as you guys move through, who's leading?
I think I'm leading, but I'm also leading Batuk, my steed, with Magnus on the back. So I think we're probably just kind of bush bashing together, really.
Pretty much. I'm basically like a step or two behind Tanwyn, holding onto the steed so that we don't get separated.
Tanwyn, can I get you to make me a dexterity check?
Sure.
This isn't going to go poorly at all.
No, it's going to go fine. I love rolling dice.
Does armor give disadvantage on dex checks? Or
just stealth checks.
Okay.
Was that a nat one?
It was a 5. So, you know, 6.
As you go to step forward, you narrowly avoid stepping on this brown, green, green chipmunk-looking creature.
Yay!
Watch it!
No!
Wait!
Jeez!
But I can't say common.
Dad just talked.
Of course I talk. It kind of just rubs its ear.
Hi. We're
lost.
Yeah, we are incredibly lost.
You don't say. You're bumbling around here like, well, you've got metal on your legs, so that explains the bumbling.
No, I do have that and all.
And I don't get out very much.
Sorry. You're like a little a chipmunk or something. Like,
looks at itself. I don't know. I don't know what we are called, but I will take your word for it.
Okay, strange. Do animals normally talk in these forests, then?
Maybe.
Okay.
More pertinent question. We're trying to get back to Vanguard's Hold. Directions out of here, please. Or somebody that can give us directions out of here, please.
It's just kind of blankly staring at you. What do you mean, out of here?
So we came in to the forest from outside, and we need to get out the other side so we can save the continent. So we'd like to leave out of the other side of the forest, please.
There is just this look of confusion and awe and horror. There's an outside of the forest?
Oh, okay.
Well, could you point us in the direction of one of the myriad druids that live in here then? The other humans or human-adjacent persons.
What's a human?
Oh, I point at Tanwyn.
I'm a human.
Oh, not the hairless ones.
Yes. Not all of them wear metal.
Oh.
Yes, the hairless ones.
Do you know where they live around here?
No.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to come along with us? We're walking, and she just chooses a random direction. That way.
Nah.
Okay, well, it was...
What's your name, by the way?
I don't have a name.
Okay, well,
what are you usually called, then?
There is just this growing sense of horrors. I don't know. We just kind of squeak at each other. I don't even know what is happening.
Okay, well,
I am sorry for the existential crisis.
We definitely met you, and that was something that happened. We'll see you later.
Well, nice meeting you. Nice meeting you,
little
being.
Little creature.
Have fun with your crisis, and we will leave you to it.
Probably never see you again.
Probably.
Okay.
But have fun.
Bye.
Kind of slowly shuffles off. It's very weird seeing a chipmunk just stand up, because it's been standing up on his back legs the entire time, shuffle sideways and then go down on all fours and scurry off into the brush.
Wow.
What is going on in this forest? How is the animal life in here, by the way? Are there birds? Are we seeing insects? You know, is there little mammal creatures going on? Can we hear a deer in the distance?
Like, there, you hear a fair amount of animal noise.
Right.
This is the first non-plant thing that you have seen.
Right, okay.
We're making enough noise that I'm assuming that any nervous animals are like, we're not going to go anywhere near that.
Yes.
Because that sounds like bad things.
Birds and insects usually don't care about that kind of thing, though, depending on the bird.
And the insects care even less, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because they just like, ooh, food.
Yeah. There has been a shocking amount of lack of insect life.
Ah. Well, that's...
That is strange. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
You know,
well, on the one hand, I'm really enjoying the fact that I'm not having to bat away midges from my face all the time, because you've seen them before. They get kind of into my helmet and then I can't get them out.
No. And I get dogpiled because I'm warm as heck.
And then Magnus is like, oh, I never get bitten.
The man lived in a swamp. I don't think he could feel a mozzie to save his life. Because he's probably used to them being, you know, getting dogpiled by mozzies and flies and every other...
My whole body is an itchy bite.
Pretty much.
He's been specially engineered to not feel the bite of the mosquito.
Yeah, but, you know, middle of summer, I get bitten like the plague because I run hot, which sucks.
Well, I suppose it's good that we're not getting bitten, but I'm kind of a little bit worried that there's no insect life here.
Well, there's probably insect life. It's just, it's either avoiding us, which is concerning, or as you suggest, non-existent, which is also concerning.
I haven't even walked through a single spider web. And you know me, I'm always walking through those.
Yeah.
Could I get one of you two, as you move forward, to roll me 2d6 and tell me the lower result?
Do you want to roll or shall I?
I have been rolling today and you haven't rolled yet. You go for it.
Okay. Three.
Okay. As you guys keep moving, trying to find any sense of direction, you guys are continuing to move, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
We need to get the heck out of here because we have reports to make to people in authority.
Mm.
Yes, disregarding the first rule of being lost, which is stay put.
Yeah.
When have we ever applied logic to anything?
We're on a mission. We can't stick around to wait for somebody else to come get us. Nobody's coming to get us.
Yeah, the hold's on lockdown. We're currently off.
Yeah.
As far as we're concerned,
we're the only ones left.
We're the only ones left, not in the hold.
You continue to barrel through the forest.
That is a very apt description of what we're doing.
Anybody that is attempting to follow you, there's just an obvious wake of broken branches and trampled brush behind you.
And anybody following us from the sides or in front of us is hearing bang, crash, wallop, bang, crash, wallop.
Yes.
Chat.
Can I get perception checks from both of you? Amadeus, straight, Tenwin at disadvantage because dim light. Don't forget to add your d4 to...
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're what?
16 for me.
Ooh.
Oh, 6 for me.
There are double digits on your dice, Tenwin.
I don't know about that. I haven't seen any for a while.
Okay. Well, it rolled a 12 for the stealth. So, Amadeus, you managed to notice that up ahead, what you thought was a giant... I mean, it is still technically a giant leaf across the path. But as you notice it, there is something that just clicks in your head. It's just like, I recognize that leaf. And then other things start to click in your head. There's a lack of insects. Oh, there's a lot of carnivorous plants in this forest.
Oh!
Don't step on that plant, Tenwin!
Oh!
It's carnivorous!
Plants can be carnivorous?
Have you not heard of the Venus flytrap?
No, who's that?
It's a plant that eats bugs.
Huh.
And that's a giant version of that
there.
Now that you notice it, yeah, there is this giant leaf lying across the path. And you look to the side and there is just this large bowl, just plant wall. As it looks like the plant has dug itself or emptied out the pit for it to occupy. And having recognized this plant is known as the ravenous pit plant. Its leaves grow out along the floor. Animals step on it. The leaves themselves are intensely adhesive. I once stepped on the leaves. Leaves curl up and fold into the giant bowl that is filled with acid.
So Amadeus will say, yeah, if you step on the leaf, it's very sticky leaf and it's kind of like a trap. How do you feel about acid and being eaten alive?
Oh, poorly. I think we should go around, probably.
Kind of explains why there's not so many bugs, because there's apparently carnivorous plants in here.
Hey, that does make a bit of sense then.
Wish I didn't know that, but...
I know, it's better that you know than you don't, because you told me not to step on that, so...
Yeah, true.
I'm pleased that you know. Try and find a way round. Just give me a moment.
It would also explain the lower amount of animals that...
Yeah, I will bush bash around the plant wall. Now that I know what it looks like, the ravenous pit plant, scary name. Tanwyn will be keeping an active eye out for more of those, but she doesn't really know what carnivorous plants look like. Apart from the ravenous pit plant, she's like, oh, what's that one? But it's just like a pine tree or whatever. Is that one carnivorous?
No, that's a pine tree, Tanwyn. You've met pine trees before.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.